Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hey, Rebels. This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm your host, Michaela, and today we're talking to Sarah Blakely. She narrated the story of businesswoman, philanthropist, and activist Melinda French Gates. It's a great episode if you haven't listened yet. Go check it out. Hi, Sarah. Can you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
I'm Sarah Blakely, and I am an inventor and an entrepreneur who started my own business. I grew up on Clearwater Beach, Florida. And I never took a business class. I never went to fashion or retail school, but I had a big dream and I was willing to try to pursue it.
It's great to meet you. You're known for your amazing leadership. Can you tell us your favorite thing about being a leader?
For me, one of my favorite parts about being a leader is being able to show other people or give them the opportunity to discover things about themselves that they didn't even know they were capable of. And even when I was a little girl, I used to create challenges in the neighborhood and invite all the little girls in the neighborhood to try to do these challenges. And I would get so excited and so inspired when one of the girls in the neighborhood would say, "I can't do it. It's too hard. I know I can't do it." And I would say, "But let's try." And to see her face light up when she realized that there was more inside of her that she could do than she even realized. And I think that's one of the coolest aspects of being a leader, is when you can do that for other people around you.
That's really inspiring. Have you created any special traditions at your company?
I think another part of being a leader that I have really wanted to do from the very beginning of starting my company Spanx is to be vulnerable and to show other people when I'm scared and when I'm nervous about something or when I make a mistake. In fact, at Spanx, we have something called oops meetings where we actually celebrate people who make mistakes. And I would encourage everybody to include a song with their oops meeting. And so we would have a song that the person would have teed up to play and the whole company would start dancing and singing the song. But the element of music just made it lighter and even more fun and encouraged more people to be willing to say, "Hey, this is where I messed up," and make them feel not ashamed and not afraid to talk about it. Because that's what makes a company and a team really magic, is when they're able to say, "This is what I'm nervous about," or "This is where I think I messed up," and get everybody else's thoughts on how to make it better.
How fun! You run an amazing foundation that supports women in education, entrepreneurship, and the arts. What is your favorite project the foundation has been a part of?
So one of my favorite things about being successful is that you can take the money that you make and help other people. And I've been so excited to be able to give back and help other girls and other women who need a chance to fulfill their dreams. So one of the ideas I had on how to give back is when I was pregnant with my baby, I thought my belly was so cool that it got so big, I wanted to create art out of it. And I asked a friend to paint on my belly a basketball, a beach ball, and a watermelon. And it became a movement, and we painted pregnant women's bellies from all over the country. And I made a beautiful coffee table book out of it called The Belly Art Project. And I gave all the money from the book sales to help other women for them having babies, for maternal health. So don't forget that when you're helping other people, you can also do it in ways that is so much fun and so creative.
That is such a fun idea.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She's hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too. Hey Rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes.
Next, you brought us the story of fellow businesswoman and philanthropist Melinda French Gates. What does her story mean to you?
Melinda's story means to me that she had the courage to go into an area that was almost only men and boys at a really young age, and she allowed her own curiosity to drive her determination to learn about them, and then to end up creating programs that really changed all of our lives. I'm inspired by all of the work that Melinda does, putting other people's needs at the forefront. She's always doing research and trying to make the lives of other people better. And I think having someone like Melinda in the world gives me a lot of peace and happiness, knowing that she's out there and that she's been determined and courageous to find ways to make other people have better lives.
Do you have any advice for rebels who want to become inventors?
Most people become entrepreneurs for two main reasons. They dream up a better way of doing something that's already being done, or they dream up a new way entirely. So when you're sitting there and thinking and daydreaming and writing in your notebooks, if you think of, hey, I feel like this in life, the way that people are doing this or the way this service is being done could be better, that's a business potential. And I would encourage you to be authentic to yourself, stay true to yourself through the whole process, have fun, and differentiate yourself the whole way through. Keep asking yourself, why am I different? Why am I better? And stay focused on that so that the consumer will know exactly why they need your service or product.
That's really cool. Do you have any other advice for us?
Another bit of advice I'd love to pass on to you is what you don't know could become your greatest strength if you let it. And what I mean by that is so many times people think, well, I don't have the answer. I'm not the expert. I didn't go to school for this, or we have self-doubt. And I want to tell you that that's okay to have self-doubt, but when you don't know how it's supposed to be done, girls, guess what's going to happen? You're going to do it different. And innovation only happens when you do something different than how everybody else before you did it. So embrace what you don't know. Keep asking the question why. Keep leaning in and being curious about how something could be better. And don't be afraid that you aren't, quote unquote, the expert. And don't wait for the right time. It's the right time right now. Learn as you go. Don't wait to have all the answers or feel like you have to have everything perfect before you launch an idea. Launch it and learn as you go.
That's really smart. Okay, last question. What makes you a rebel girl?
What makes me a rebel girl is that I am willing to disrupt categories and entire industries that have been dominated by men for hundreds of years. And I wasn't afraid to stand in a room and say, I might have a better way of doing this. And even though I didn't have the most experience, and even though I didn't have the most money, I decided, let me see what can happen if I care the most. And that's what makes me a rebel girl.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for talking with us today, Sarah.
You're so welcome.
And thank you for listening. Catch you next time and stay rebel. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was produced and directed by Haley Dapkus, with sound design and mixing by John Marshall Media. It was hosted by me, Michaela. Joy Smith and Jess Wolf were our executive producers. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elektra Barjocki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.